Welcome to the Jason's Voices Podcast. On this episode...
Every kiss begins with K.
Oh, my wife's singing the competitor's jingle. I don't know what I'm gonna do.
She's betrayed you, Lance.
She has betrayed me. I'm gonna pitch her down a well.
And now, your host, Jason Stevens.
Welcome to the Jason's Voices Podcast, Episode 4. I am your host, Jason Stevens. You know me from the Christopher Walken Through Video series and many other web series, including Beer and Board Games, on which I am a regular guest. Big week last week for the Jason's Voices Podcast with Episode 3. We have broken the 1,000 listens and downloads mark.
Woo!
So keep downloading that podcast and keep sharing it with your friends, and we'll keep making them. Also, if you go to the Jason's Voices podcast page at jasonsvoices.com, you can make your contribution to donate. And if you donate over $10, you can participate in the next episode of Jason's Voices podcast by asking a question of our guests, or you maybe get a special shout out of some kind that way. So let me introduce you to my guests for this week's episode. We have Aaron Yonda, as always.
Hi, Jason.
Hello, Aaron. We have guests returning who were supposed to be on episode 2, and then we had some technical issues, and they're back. Qasim Abulagood.
Hello.
And Vanessa Tortolano.
Hi.
Vanessa, how are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing, Jason? I'm
much better. I just needed to hear that sultry voice.
Yeah. Oh, are we doing sultry voices?
Not you. No,
it
not
just sounds
here.
So just, much better when it comes from a woman.
Vanessa.
Mm. Hi, Jason.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. You've ruined it. It was a mood. I was about to have a mood down below.
Is that what it's called?
I was about to have a mood down below. I feel like that sometimes when I'm recording stuff, I feel like doing a narrator reading a really stupid book. You know, just like, well, he went down in the basement and that's where he found the treasure chest full of body parts. So, guys, what happens to your Facebook page after you die?
Well, it depends on what you put in your will.
Really? Does it?
You can. You can say stuff. I'm married to an almost lawyer. I know.
Okay.
But you can say, you know, please make sure that anything, my online stuff, just deactivate it all, and you've got your passwords hidden somewhere. And
well, that's if you have your passwords hidden somewhere. That's if you've actually taken the time to establish all that stuff. What if you are just a lazy schlub and you don't think about it much because you're young and, you know, you think you're forever. And then one day, bam, truck hits you, you're dead. And then your Facebook page is there for eternity. What do you do? Who gets it?
What I've been doing for a couple of years now is whenever I have an extra Facebook post, I'm like, oh, I don't feel like posting this one yet. I put it away in a document. So after I die, I've at least got 3 or 4 years worth of posts that can be posted.
And just in a dresser drawer
it'll
somewhere?
It'll be like, you know, like comic strip creator dies, like Calvin and Hobbes or, you know, Fred Bassett or something. They just keep putting out the comic strips for years after he dies.
There you go. That's clever.
Yeah. Like so even if it's just posts where I'm just like, oh, I don't feel so good today.
I mean, if you've got...
you know?
If you've got all these extra posts, why aren't you selling them?
Well,
like, I feel like there should be a market out there for those people who can't think of pithy things
to
say. You should be able to market.
I should sell them my extras.
Exactly.
That's a good idea.
Sell your extra Facebook posts.
Like the, you know, the posts where I... But see, they're all specific to me.
Ah.
Like today, I felt like having sex with a chicken again. Like nobody's going to want to buy that.
Aaron, the vibe I'm getting off of you, especially with Hal Thompson, is sort of a Tony Clifton thing, where like if you died, someone would have to become Hal Thompson. So
yeah,
that
it's like the Dread Pirate Roberts. Someone would take over to be the Dread Aaron Yonda, and you know, do posts for me, and everyone would just think there was always an Aaron Yonda roaming around Facebook.
I have to go into Aaron's drawer of Facebook posts and post on his Facebook wall. I'm the Dead Pirate Roberts. I feel like fucking a chicken today.
I feel like the Aaron Yonda app would probably involve a goat like every fifth tweet.
Totally.
Yes.
Or
it would have
post.
To.
If it was a smartphone app, there would actually be a button with a picture of a goat on it. It would just generate a random goat-related Facebook post.
Nice.
Boom, goated up.
Yes.
So
is that John Madden?
Yeah, you watched the big game last weekend. You know, sometimes when I'm live tweeting a football game, I gotta go goat it up. Boom. Sometimes you get the right kind of pack goat, and you can take them into the mountains on a camping trip and stuff.
Hey, John Madden, what about that power outage at the Super Bowl?
Hey, you know what happened? I had a crock pot full of chili, and I plugged it into the wrong outlet, and then boom, everything went dark. But then after I unplugged it and they fixed the power outage, then we had chili.
I think that Super Bowl would have been much more entertaining if John Madden had been there, because there was that 30 minutes of nothingness.
He should have just kicked the fucking door down and just burst into the room.
Totally.
Hey, did somebody call for me?
You're drunk or high, just like
both.
Like throwing turduckens around at people.
What would a high John Madden sound like?
Hey, you guys hungry? Hey, you guys, I'm really hungry. I could go down to Taco Loco and get a big bag of crunchies.
Early Sunday morning in Pittsburgh, a girl gets behind the wheel of a car and she drives off to see her father, who lives across town, while her mother is sleeping. The girl is 6 years old, and she crashes into a couple of parked cars, and one of those cars hits another car, and then she crashes into a pole. And the police said, well, the girl was tall for her age, and she could operate the car, but we don't know how she could figure it out. Doesn't that sound like a really astute police work?
How she could figure it out?
Police Sergeant Jerry Parker says, and I quote, how she knew how to operate a car, your guess is as good as mine.
When I got my license, I was 16. My little brother was like 2, my baby brother. And he told my mom from the car seat, he said, Mama, I know how to drive. All I need is a license. And kids know how to do crap.
They soak it all in. Yeah.
I drove a car when I was like 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't reach the pedals, but I was in my dad's lap, mm-hmm. and he let me steer.
Oh sure.
And he was drunk, and I turned the wheel the wrong way, and we drove right off the road.
Awesome.
It was great.
Here's what I'm puzzled about. A police sergeant says, for the life of me, I cannot fathom how a human being of 6 years old could figure out how to operate a motor vehicle. I'm puzzled. I'm just puzzled.
Sergeant, we've got a report. There was a man. He broke into a store overnight.
Oh, dear heavens. What store?
It was JCPenney.
Oh my goodness!
He was only 6.
He was a 6-year-old man.
Yes.
How did he do it?
He threw a rock through a window.
Impossible!
I know. We're not sure how he would have realized that a rock could go through a glass.
Well, how many men do we have on the case?
16.
Add another 5.
All right.
We have to figure out how this man could possibly conceive that throwing a rock through a window would grant him entry into a JCPenney. My goodness. Are there any new murders? Lieutenant.
Yes, sir. There was a murder the other day.
What happened?
Well, there was a 5-year-old child. Killed a man.
How did he do it?
Stabbed him with a fork.
How on earth could he have figured that out?
I'm puzzled myself. But it seems that the child may have learned how to use a fork at the dinner table.
At the dinner table? You're fired! That's bullshit! How on earth could a child learn how to use a fork at a dinner table?
It was just a hypothesis.
Lieutenant, you are dismissed.
Here's my gun and badge.
Thank you. New lieutenant.
Yeah.
What's your deal?
Well, I tend to investigate.
Ooh, Southern girl.
I'm checking out this one case where there was this 6-year-old boy, where he got his brother in trouble for stealing from the local grocery store.
Oh, I quit. These children these days are just. Maybe they're robots.
Excuse me, Sergeant.
Yes.
I'm a six-year-old, and I'm here to replace you in your position.
Well, that just about fucking does it then, doesn't it? You are hired.
I've already taken down the Burgess gang.
The Burgess gang? I've been chasing them for 35 years.
It only took me about 5 minutes.
Wow.
And the drug trade in this town has been eliminated.
No more speedballs here in Pittsburgh, eh?
Nope.
Well, congratulations, Captain Timmy.
We're replacing all your officers with the kindergarten of the local school.
Yay!
Hi. Crime is done.
My mom used to hit me with a wooden spoon. And my dad used to hit me with a belt now and then.
Oh, damn.
And most of the time I really deserved it. I don't remember my dad ever hitting me with a belt, but I know he did at least once or twice.
Did he pull your pants down?
No, he did not pull my pants down to do it. He was generally in a hurry when he'd...
he didn't have time.
He didn't have time
had to leave
do
the pants
it.
On.
Your mother's coming, shit, bend over.
Yeah, it'd be like, if I hit him hard enough, he'll feel it through his pants, you know? Like...
And I'll enjoy it just as much.
Yeah, and you don't go for the butt cheeks, you go for the backs of the legs, because there's more nerve endings there.
Oh, okay.
My mom used to hit me with a wooden spoon, and she was at home more often than my dad was. My dad worked outside of the home, my mom worked in the home. So my mom was always there, and if I would do something naughty, she would grab a wooden spoon out of a drawer. And to this day, the sound of a kitchen drawer opening is... That puts me on edge.
The fear of God in you.
Like, yeah. Oh, God.
And we had like 3 wooden spoons in the drawer at all times. One of them was just your normal wooden spoon. Another wooden spoon had a hole in the middle of it,
yep.
Which we theorized was so that it would not catch wind resistance,
yep.
On the foreswing. Yep. And then there was another wooden spoon that was shorter. And that wooden spoon, if she used the little short wooden spoon, it wouldn't hurt so bad because it didn't have the potential there.
Right.
So when she was making dinner, were you like, "Oh, mom, here's a spoon to help you stir the casserole tonight"? You take out the long one, and you know, get it all dirty so she couldn't hit you with it.
I'm sure she would have found something else if it wasn't the wooden spoons. But she'd come after you, and you could block the backs of your legs and your buttocks with your forearm. So I would have instead of a little pat on the ass, I would have a welt on my forearm from the wooden spoon.
Which was so much better.
Yeah. Right. Although the worst was zest in the mouth.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. I was one of those kids. Wow. I had two older brothers.
I've done that one.
I have two older brothers and that whole thing with, you know, hey Jason, Jason. Say fuck, you know, and then, oh, yeah, fuck, or whatever. Like,
fuck!
I think it was more deliberate than that. I probably used it more deliberately. Shit would get me a mouthful of soap. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, now I just, fuck, shit, whatever. Nobody's coming to get me.
It worked.
And it did not work.
And you're no longer fully clean ever.
No.
Because you're not zestfully clean.
That's right.
I used to throw up immediately after getting the mouth. With the full of soap.
Oh, so yeah. Then she felt bad. And then
no, she didn't feel bad.
No, because the whole time he was vomiting, he was like, fuck, blah, shit. Blah.
And she'd hit me with a spoon while I was throwing up. Whack, whack. I never understood the parents who had the Board of Education, like the plank on the wall with the holes in it.
Oh, God.
Like, that seemed a little bit much to me.
I take pride in my beatings of my children.
Right? My hand get tired sometime when I whip my kid. I got to get a big stick and a plank.
Put it over the mantelpiece so that they can recognize where it is and what it's for.
Well, right, you put it over the mantelpiece so that when the fireplace is going, it heat up and then it hardens it like Brian May's guitar would.
Fire harden paddle.
I don't associate that with the South at all. I associate that with like fraternities.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that at least what I'm picturing based on your description.
Yeah.
And they're just prepping for fatherhood. Did you say they have holes in them?
Some of them drill holes in it.
So because it decreases the air friction.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
So you can get really a good, and doesn't it's not as hard on your arm that way either.
Right.
You get
right.
a good wind up, and that's yeah. clever.
That's the thing that Child Protective Services looks for first. Like, do you have a beating stick above the fireplace? Ding, check. Okay.
That's so funny because I have all those things in my bedroom closet.
Well, that's a different. Place
beating stick with nails sticking out of the top.
Who are you? Blood. What are you, Albert Fish?
With clumps of hair.
McDonald's is offering a new Happy Meal entree for the first time in over a decade.
I have to get going. I'll see you guys later.
Would anyone care to offer a guess?
Horse meat.
That's Burger King.
That's Burger King.
That's always been there. What are you talking about?
Whipped it's cream fruit salad.
You. What's that?
Whipped cream fruit salad.
No, they already have like a fruit snack in there. So
wait, what you're saying they added something to the Happy Meal?
They added a new entree. So current
it's
Happy
a new
Meal
option.
The current Happy Meal situation is hamburger or cheeseburger or chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets, right? Yeah.
Now they have something new. Mm. Any guesses?
Peanut butter.
Ice cream cone entree.
They wouldn't do an ice cream cone entree.
No.
Because they already have an ice cream cone.
Oh, that
comes with it. This is something that they really don't ever do.
Oh.
They don't put an ice cream cone in a Happy Meal. Oh. Imagine the mess, the disaster that is in a minivan.
Melted styrofoam.
Close. Close. Kossum, you said?
I said peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Survey says! No, not peanut butter and jelly, because so many children have peanut allergies.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, they need to toughen up.
Oh, it must be like...
Is it like a
hummus.
Veggie burger?
Not a veggie burger. This is not
is
something
it healthier?
That a no, not really.
Oh, popcorn chicken.
No, that's still very close to the chicken nugget thing.
Oh. Fish fillet.
Close.
Whale meat.
Fish sticks.
Fish McBites.
Ew.
They are starting Fish McBites this week to coincide with Lent.
Boy.
For the Christian kids who can't eat a hamburger on Friday or they'll go to hell.
What are you having for Lent? Fish McBites.
That sounds like that's a sin.
That
like
that defeats the purpose.
Yeah.
It really does. You're going to fast food to fulfill some sort of religious doctrine. That seems like you're completely missing the point.
Oh, it's Friday and I'm a nun and I'm on my way to give someone a service and I have not eaten all day. And I'm about to perish. Oh, McDonald's. That's a good... Oh, I can't eat a McDonald's because it's Lent and...
Can I take your order?
Oh, hello. I didn't realize I was standing in front of the box.
Yes, I could hear everything you were saying.
Okay, I would like a... Oh, I can't have a whole fish sandwich because a fish sandwich is so large and I don't want to be gluttonous.
Would you like to try one of our extra large Happy Meals?
That sounds gluttonous. I can't. I mustn't because that's one of the deadly sins.
Oh, you can get the new Fish McBites.
Oh, that sounds pleasant. And it sounds like it fits into my religious doctrine. I would like one Fish McBite because I am a nun.
They're 3 pounds. Is that okay?
No, that's not okay. I can't have a 3-pound Fish McBite. I'll go to hell.
You can have it with no bun.
That sounds no better.
In case you're gluten intolerant.
No, the Lord is not intolerant of glutens. Gays, yes, but glutens, no.
We can make you a gay burger.
What did I just say? I can't have gay. I can't have 3 pounds of fish bites.
What do you want, ma'am?
I want French fries.
The Fish McBites, which are fried pieces of fish, will use the same Alaska pollock used in the fast food chain's fillet of fish.
I only want Jackson Pollock fish.
They're horrible. They look awful.
They're just spattered all over the place. Yeah,
they fire them out of a cannon.
They throw it across your windshield.
Look, if you're not a Baltimore Ravens or San Francisco 49ers fan, and or if you don't like football at all, you didn't watch the game.
You were watching the ads.
You were shitty. Or you just do what I did and watch the ads on the internet the next morning because everybody's posting them.
Speaking of the ads, I really liked the Paul Harvey ad. It was probably my favorite ad of the whole thing. It wasn't funny, but I liked the tone that it set and the way that they did it. And actually, if you go to Blame Society Films right now, there's a new Paul Harvey spoof that we did of that ad, which you can check out. And Jason does his excellent Paul Harvey voice.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey.
Well, I enjoyed that ad, too, up until the moment that I realized what it was for. And then I got kind of pissed off at it.
Oh, yeah, because of then at the end, all of a sudden, it's like, hey, buy a truck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It pissed me off.
There was another ad like that, too, where they were like, hey, all these people in America go overseas to fight for us and do stuff.
Oh, the Oprah one for
Jeep? Yeah, and they get killed all the time, and then they come back, and it's really emotional. Oh, buy a Jeep.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you hate America.
Yep.
You know what my least favorite ad is? It's the one that, it's an ad for, what are those places that murder puppies and kittens? Like, they kill them in horrible ways. And then at the same time, it's like, buy Sarah McLachlan's new song. What's that ad for? I don't even know. They're like 2 fucking minutes long. Like, you'd switch channels to go somewhere else so that you didn't have to see, like, here's a kitten with one eye gouged out of its head. Yeah. Won't you please save the kitten, you know? And then all the while, Sarah McLachlan's playing in the background. And then you go away for like a minute and a half, and you're like, oh, it's got to be done by now. And you go back, and it's like, here's a puppy that's been stomped on by a Nazi.
For all the kitties that you punched in the face. For all the puppies that you stomped again. For all the hamsters you shoved in your ass.
I'm Morgan Freeman for the ASPCA. Please. Donate something today.
Please. Hi. That would be awesome if Christopher Walken. That'd be awesome if Christopher Walken all of a sudden came on the ASPCA commercials. Like, not just his voice, but like him himself. Like him walking through and there's cages full of animals that are like,
he would describe what happened to them. I think we needed to do that.
This dog here fell down a well. And hit his head, and that's why his head's all bloody, because his head hit the wall of the well and went down. This little doggy here tried to eat this little kitty here, and both of them are in really bad shape because of it. This cat, I accidentally kicked on the way in to the shelter. He was fine until I got here. He was visiting his friend, this kitten here, and I didn't see him. Kicked him hard too. Now he's kind of walking sideways. Please call now. Give us some money for all these sick animals. Look, here's a donkey. He's been punched. Donkey punched.
So every week on the Jason's Voices podcast, we play Fix the Commercial. We play a little game called Fix the Commercial, in which we play a very bad commercial, and then we try our best to make it better. This week's commercial is for something called the Jewelry Exchange.
Save up to 80% buying factory direct. The Jewelry Exchange is a direct diamond importer and jewelry manufacturer. We have thousands of GIA and EGL certified diamonds at the guaranteed lowest price. We have 1-carat fancy diamond solitaires for $18.90. Go romantic with a heart or be square with a princess. All shapes are just $18.90. The Jewelry Exchange has the latest in micro pave, invisible, and platinum designs. Compare Tiffany's 3/4-carat platinum band for $47.50 with ours for just $14.50. Qualities vary. 3-stone rings, $159. Half-carat journey pendants are $179. Hugs and Kisses diamond tennis bracelets are $199. And 1-carat studs are just $399. The Jewelry Exchange in Tustin, 714-542-9000.
Everybody still awake?
So did they just like read the footnotes of an advertisement? Like, if you open National Geographic and you're going through, there's like that full page of print that you need to read with a microscope. Like, that's what it sounded like. There's like all these random terms with no explanation.
I barely understood any of the words. Was he speaking English?
Yeah. Would you not shit your pants if you were riding in a car with someone and that ad came on, and then like a full minute after the ad, the person you're in the car with turns to you and goes, I can't believe they're selling the Princess Three Stone for $4.99 and versus Tiffany's $47.50. That's just crazy. My favorite part is that he's naming off like different cuts and different styles of diamonds and different things with actual names, as if that information is supposed to mean something.
It's, it sounds anyone. Like he's making them up on the spot. He's just like, EG-47 and IF-39s, as well as a princess cut, which is a far, far, far two.
Yeah, they just made that commercial to shove it in the face of all their competitions. Hello?
Hey, this is Lance from the Diamond Exchange. I got a whole bunch of diamonds. I'm selling them all, and I need a commercial to help me out.
Okay, Lance. Well, we can help you with that. Can you send us over some text?
I'll just tell you what you need to say in the commercial. Just say, Diamond Exchange. Diamond Exchange. And then the address.
Well, what cut of diamonds are you talking about here?
I don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, like, are you talking about the 467 or the...
No, I got a shit ton of diamonds. I don't even know what they are.
Okay, well, we'll forward this information to one of our voice actors.
Oh, great. Will he sound like anyone I know?
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
Ring, ring.
Hello?
Hi, Kasim. We need you to do a commercial for the Diamond Exchange.
Okay, you got some script? You got a script for me to read?
I just got their pamphlet. It's got some... Just read whatever comes after that asterisk.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we are selling EG-5 Princess Cut.
Now, it doesn't sound like you're in a well. Square. You should probably go stand in a well.
Oh, okay, just give me a second. I'm going to walk over to my local well and jump in. Okay.
Ring, 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 ring.
Hello?
Hey, this is Lance from the Diamond Exchange. Is the ad done?
No, we're working on it.
We
had to find the right well to record in.
Oh, that's a good idea. I hear that helps. I got cancer.
Put him in the dumpster. Oh, it sounds like a well. Just put him in the dumpster.
My wife says put him in a dumpster. It'll sound like a well.
Okay, that's a great idea, Lance. Thank you.
All right.
I hope you get better. What kind of cancer?
I don't know. I don't know. It's just a cancer. I got a shit ton of cancer.
It's a cancer of the brain. Get off the phone.
Oh, fuck.
Click.
Ring, ring.
Hello.
You can just go in a dumpster. You don't have to go in a well.
I broke my leg and I'm trapped.
Okay, well, we're just going to...
You might have to hire somebody else to do this, because it's going to take me a while to get out of this well.
No, tell you what, we'll just have a guy lower a mic down, and then you can record the commercial, and then you can climb out on the mic cord.
As long as you don't mind me screaming every once in a while.
Yeah, that should work out.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Recording.
EG-5, 3691, Princess Cut, Dead Princess.
Oh, the water's rising. Oh, shit. Hurry up.
Ring, 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 ring.
Hello?
Hello, it's Lance. My wife and I are here at the well with the guy who died. He drowned.
Yeah.
He came to the surface, though, so that's good. We still have his body.
Yeah, he's floating up. We're going to take his body home and have sex with it.
Okay, well, you don't need this commercial anymore, then, it sounds like.
No, probably not. The Diamond Exchange.
Thank you for turning it into Cancer Awareness Month, where brain cancer is highly effective and destroys brain cells rapidly.
God damn it, woman. Why do you got to keep nosing in on all my advertising?
You treat me horribly and you beat me with a wiffle bat.
The cancer was incidental to the commercial. Why do you have to keep bringing it up?
Ring, ring.
Oh, hold on a second. My cell phone's ringing. Hello?
Hi, is this Lance?
Yeah, it's Lance.
This is your doctor, Lance.
Oh, it's Dr. Pete.
Your cancer, we've realized it's far more advanced than we thought.
Oh, that's good, right? It's advanced. It's good.
Well, it's advanced. You'll probably be dead in a few hours.
Oh, that's too bad.
Every kiss begins with K.
Oh, my wife's singing the competitor's jingle. I don't know what I'm gonna do.
She's betrayed you, Lance.
She has betrayed me. I'm gonna pitch her down a well.
She's in love with me now, and I'm buying diamonds from your competitor.
Oh,
the finest K968 diamonds.
Not the K968.
Yeah, those are my favorite, and they have the slanted cut with the root tree.
Yeah, those are my favorite too.
I'm gonna throw myself down a well and be done with it.
Lance, are you okay?
I broke my leg.
Then I'm going to lower a microphone down. Can you just record something quick?
Yeah. I'm drowning. I'm going to die.
Go ahead.
I got the microphone.
All right. Record a commercial for Facebook.
All right. Hey, everybody. Go on Facebook. It's me, Lance, from the Diamond Exchange. Go on Facebook now to get the latest cut. I'm back. I didn't drown. I came back up to the surface. Hey, it's me, Lance, from the Diamond Exchange. Go on Facebook now to get the latest status updates from Aaron Yonda. I have them all in a special desk drawer. Hey, it's me, Lance. I didn't die. I'm stronger than everyone thought I was. I'm back.
We have the last Facebook post from Lance, the owner of a local diamond store. His final Facebook post was, hey, come to Lance's Diamond Exchange and get the cheerleader length diamonds on sale now.
Well, that's good.
I'm with a free goat.
That has been the Jason's Voices podcast, episode 4. Thank you again to my guests, Aaron Yonda, Cosmo Bulagood, and Vanessa Tortolano. Do you guys have anything brewing? Any new projects? Any new videos, Aaron?
Oh, hey, we just over on Game Society Pimps.
Yeah.
We just did a new video where we play a surgery simulation game.
And you're drunk when you do it.
And I was. It was after beer and board games, and I had to record it, and so I did.
Cool.
And I did open heart surgery while I was 8 beers in.
And I saw the video. You're horrible at it. Also, check out all of the stuff over at Game Society Pimps, including the new series Guys vs. Games. Fantastic job on those. Cossum, anything brewing?
Just Monkey Business Institute Improv. Check us out in Madison if you're around. We all perform there at some point, and it's a good time. That's what I'm doing for these days.
Vanessa Tortolano.
I have a new album out called Inclination, which you can find on Amazon, iTunes. You can also look me up on SoundCloud, and I am on Reverb Nation as well as on Facebook.
That's it for the Jason's Voices podcast. Go to jasonsvoices.com and donate to be a part of the show experience. Thanks again, and fuck off.
I like that sign off. That's good.
Yeah, fuck off.
Paul Harvey
should say if I go.
And now you know the rest of this story. Now go fuck off.
This has been the Jason's Voices podcast. Check out more of Jason's Voices at jasonsvoices.com. Duh.